It's interesting you talk about blocking EGFR and VEGF. What about using the two different agents, erlotinib and bevacizumab, together?
We only have one experience thus far, and that's been the MD Anderson and Vanderbilt experience where they treated 40 patients in the refractory setting and actually had pretty impressive outcome data. There was a 20% response rate. There was a 65% stable disease rate in a group of relatively refractory patients. They had a median survival of about 12 months. And so the central question there is, are these just the very good patients that end up at Vanderbilt or MD Anderson, or is this a very active regimen? I think we will see some preliminary data at ASCO this year looking at docetaxel or pemetrexed, your choice of second-line cytotoxic, the same choice with bevacizumab versus the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab. So you have the cytotoxic alone, the cytotoxic with bevacizumab, or the non-cytotoxic doublet erlotinib and bevacizumab. And really, as you well know, Neil, it's really hard from single institutions or two major cancer centers to look at the outcomes and say, well, geez, this looks good or it doesn't look good. Certainly the data from MD Anderson and Vanderbilt looked so promising that it needs to be studied in a randomized fashion, and we'll get some hint from ASCO this year about how promising that approach looks.